The league starts tonight with the Lakers and Golden State and Philadelphia and Boston, but the Bulls will play tomorrow against the Miami Heat. We turn to a three-time NBA champion. Color analyst for the Chicago Bulls is Stacey King with us on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, Stacey.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Stace?
The league. We're here, man. The league is here, man. We're just chopping up, talking about the Bulls, and we just want to get your thoughts. I mean, you saw some of the preseason. You've been around the practices. What are your thoughts on this season?
I'm excited. You know, of course, you know, missing Lonzo Ball is not a good thing early going, but I think picking up Goran Dragic is really going to solidify the backcourt. You got Io's going to start. Io's look really, really good throughout the summer, preseason, put on a lot of muscle. So I'm anxious to see how he goes when the games really start. And, you know, it's a tough schedule. You know, the first four out of five games are against, like, playoff-caliber teams, so we'll get a chance early to see how this team does.
So as you look at Zach, I was just telling this to Hoodie, I like him better as a non-ball-dominant facilitator. I like him on the wing, catch and shoot three, put it on the deck, hit him on the move, let him take a player one-on-one to the rim. What do you think of that?
Well, I agree with you. I've always said that about Zach. I think, you know, kind of like a more athletic Klay Thompson. You know, you run him off catch and shoots because he's a great catch and shooter. And then the ability, the difference between him and Klay is that if you close out on him, he has the ability to go by you, get to the rim, and finish strong. So I like that element of Zach because he is one of the better catch and shoot guys in the game. You don't really get a chance, Cap, to see that much of that type of play from him. But I think you hit the nail on the head with him. I think if he was to play that way and they get him on the move a little bit more, you get to see another side of his game that I don't think people are used to seeing.
Stacey, we take a look at Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan. What a great 1-2 punch for this team when they're healthy, when they're together. I'm wondering, when you watch their game, is there anything else that you want to see from them? Because as you well know, closing time, you need one or both of those guys to be able to come through. Do you think there's another gear in their games?
Offensively, they're the two best, you know, at their position in the game. I mean, they're both, you know, top five scorers at their position. I think the one thing I want to see them do, if the Bulls really want to get to the next level and not just be one and done first round playoff, is that those two really have to commit on the defensive end. They really got to give you effort every night. Because not, you know, they're going to score 25, 30 points. We know that. But they've got to be able to stop the other players, you know, that they're going to be guarding. You've got to be able to neutralize those guys. And I think if they can take that level of defensively and take that to heart this year, I think the Bulls are unlimited of their potential, because that's what you need. You need your stars to be two-way players. And I think Zach, especially Zach, has the ability to do it with his quickness. I'd like to see Zach up there in the top in steals because he's so athletic. He's so quick. He's got a quick first step. I'd like to see him get out there and get two and a half steals a game, get out in transition and run a little bit more. You know, DeMar is a little older. You know, and he's playing small forward. So his defense is going to be a little bit different compared to Zach's, because Zach's will be chasing guys around off screens and catch and shoot situations. But I like to see both those guys' defense take a couple notches up this year.
Okay, so tomorrow it's pregame live, and it'll be Jason and the guys, Kendall and Will, you and Adam, Bulls and Heat. What do you think of the Heat? And as you look at this entire season, when do you expect Lonzo Ball back?
Well, you know, I mean, Miami's going to be Miami. Miami's going to be a tough out because of the fact that they're a hard-nosed team. They play defense. You got Jimmy Butler, you know, Kyle Lowry. You got some really good players there. You know, they just paid Tyler Hero, you know, big money, you know. And so they're going to be a tough out. I mean, you know, Eric Spoelstra is one of the best coaches in the league, you know. And so he consistently puts a good team out there. So they'll be there somewhere in the end. I think for the Bulls to go in there and you know, just establish themselves early and let everybody know, like, this team is for real. Last year wasn't a fluke. And so it starts tomorrow night. And I think they can get the job done if they execute, cut their turnovers down. You know, you can't have 25 turnovers against Miami, because you have 25 turnovers against Miami, it's going to be like a 30-point blowout. So you can't have to turn the ball over. And as far as, what to expect, you know, this season – you know, it's the East is tough, Cap. I mean, this has probably been the toughest the East has been since, you know, the 90s. you know, from top to bottom. There is no easy games. You know, even the teams that are rebuilding, Orlando, Detroit, those teams are going to be much better. And so every single night, man, it's going to be a dogfight. So, we talked about it this year. You know, guys just, you know, the Eastern Conference beating each other up. And it's going to be who's the healthiest at the end. The good thing about Lonzo Ball, though, is that he's going to come back. You know, they've addressed the issue. He's going to come back at some point. I don't know when he's going to come back because I'm not a doctor. But I know he's going to come back before the first of the year, hopefully. And that's like adding three players. That's like adding, you know, three free agents that we picked up at the trade deadline. And, you know, because of so many things that he can do. You know, he's 6'6". He was our second leading rebounder. He led the team in block shots before he went out as a point guard. And he's great at getting guys shots. And I just think when you add him back and then with the experience Io is going to have as a starter up until that point and Dragic, and then people are sleeping on Andre Drummond. Mm-hmm. That to me, that was a huge pickup. People laughed at that signing, said, oh, you know, why they pick him up, you know. I'm telling you right now, that is a huge pickup, man. Give AK, Mark Eversley, and J.J. Polk a lot of credit. That kid's 28 years old. You saw him in preseason. You know, he's athletic. He rebounds the basketball on both ends. He gives you a presence. And Vooch is going to have a huge year. If what we saw in the preseason with Vooch, the post-up, because that's what I've been calling for Vooch from day one. Because I believe Vooch has one of the best back-to-the-basket games in the NBA next to Jokic and Embiid. Those three guys, back-to-the-basket as centers, are unstoppable. And what we've seen out of Vooch here early going into the preseason is that he is focused on that inside game, and which opens up his outside game. He doesn't rely so much on a three-point shot, and he becomes a dominant low-post player. And that's what the Bulls need if they want to get past the first round.
You know, hey, Cap, do you know what the hotness is right now? You know what's hot?
The Stacey King Give Me the Hot Sauce podcast.
Yes.
He does with Mark Schanowski.
That's you're damn right it is. The podcast available wherever you get your podcast. This man talked to the big dog, Antoine Carr. How tough was Antoine Carr back in the day?
Wichita State.
Whew. How about that podcast, Stacey?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, hey, listen, American Bulls Nation, if you haven't checked it out, it might be the hottest podcast out there. And if you haven't listened, I was voted one of the 10 most sexiest men in Montana. I just want to keep throwing that out there. So tune into my podcast every week. This week, our special guest is Stacey Dales, the NFL Network reporter. She's a former Oklahoma Sooner. She'll be on my show this week. We always have interesting guests, man. It's a lot of fun. And Cap, you know, we're gonna try to raise enough money to get you on there. You know, it's you're too expensive. You know, all we can offer you right now is a free supply of Doritos for a year. That's all we can offer you.
I don't eat Doritos, but I'll come on for free. By the way, I just wanted to let you know the Texas Longhorns just scored again against
all
Oklahoma.
Right.
Hey, you know what? First of all, Cap, you know, that's uncalled for. Pull up the punches, Tyson. Okay, second of all, I didn't go to Oklahoma. I have renounced my rights at Oklahoma. I attended the University of Georgia. Go Dogs!
Yeah!
Go Dogs!
Wow.
Yeah.
Go Dogs! Go Dogs!
Yes.
My guy!
Yes. I renounced my Sooner rights. I am now, I was going to Alabama today, lost. So it was Roll Tide for a little bit, and then they got rolled by Tennessee. So now I'm Go Dogs, baby.
My guy.
Georgia Bulldogs, baby.
Go get them. Have a great season, okay?
Looking forward to it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You too.
Pull up
appreciate
the punches,
you.
Tyson.
And by the way, again, 6:30, that ball goes in the air. 6 o'clock pregame on NBC Sports Chicago, so you can get it there. And then the ball flies in the air, and I'm excited to watch that game tomorrow night.